America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it. Mm-hmm. Take us on the go. Listen to us all across the country.
Do it.
And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Home of the Caps, home of the Wizards, home of the Junkies.
That's right.
Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Scheduled to join us momentarily is Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps. I think he's going to be on because the Capitals PR account, they tweeted out that he was jumping on. So,
hey, maybe he got caught up in looking at Predators on film and he's just forgot. And
play Nashville. Play Nashville tonight.
Film.
Here.
I'm sure it's film. Video.
Nashville tonight. Through 12 games, they're 4-7-1. They've got 9 points.
Yeah, the Preds had a rough start. I believe they dropped their first five out of the gate. Not a good way to start.
And they've scored 29 goals in 12 games, as opposed to Washington, who scored 46 and 11.
I think they're the fourth worst at scoring goals per game, like 2.4 per. So kind of remind me of the Caps start from last season.
Right. So on paper, it looks like, all right, we should pound them a little bit, especially the way the Caps are scoring goals.
Let's hope that's the case.
But, you know, it's hockey. Who knows?
Add another W.
Get those 2 points. I can't believe the Winnipeg Pets are 12-1.
They are 12-1. I saw that
earlier today, too. I don't even know where Winnipeg is.
Winnipeg is not...
somewhere in Canada.
It's not fully Western Canada, but it's towards the west.
But they must be legit. They're 12-1.
If you gave me a map of Canada...
62 goals.
Yeah. You give me a map of Canada with... let's say 10 dots.
Okay. Yeah.
All over Canada.
Yeah.
And then you gave me the big cities that I've heard of: Vancouver, Montreal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Winnipeg. Yeah. Name a few others. Toronto. I don't know if I'd get any right.
I think I'd get a few
Vancouver
of them right.
Is easy.
I would definitely get Vancouver right.
No, I think Vancouver's way on the west.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, but what if there were multiple dots on the west?
That'd be tough.
Well, you got to make the bigger cities bigger dots.
You know where Toronto is.
Toronto's near Detroit.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that one's pretty easy.
But where's Montreal in relation?
Montreal is up closer to New York.
Right above New York.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
All right.
Like ish. Almost near, I don't know. Now we're getting in the deep end. Now we're getting confused.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see if we track down Coach Carberry.
I think we got
okay, there he is. Coach Carberry. Capitals, of course, off to an 8-3 start. Coach Carberry presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAortho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. So, let's go back a few games. And I'm a little bit shocked at this. How did it take Willie over a decade to land the Gordie Howe hat trick, which he pulled off against Montreal on Halloween?
Is that goal assist fight?
Yes, goal assist fight. I would have thought he would have had at least one or two of those already, but he finally gets the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yeah, that was surprising to me too, especially with the way he's played and how many games he's played in the league. And what was pretty ironic was he said he had a chance for it in his first ever game.
Oh.
Did you ever have any of those during your playing days?
Yes, I had a few of those. Not in the NHL, but in the minors for sure.
Nice. You had some scraps. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, I want to also go back to the game against the Blue Jackets where you just throttled them. It's like they weren't even on the ice. And I liked your comments about Connor McMichael and Alexi Protas after the game, who are, by the way, third and fourth right now in scoring for the Capitals. When you were asked about them finishing their chances, your quote was, they're constantly attacking the net and around the net mouth. So instead of having to rely on beating an NHL goalie from the slot or off the rush with a shot, which is extremely difficult to do, they're scoring in and around the net, and they're constantly attacking the net. Is that like something that is innate with them, or is that something that's been coached into them by you and the staff? Talk about how they're scoring from closer in, which is obviously what you guys want.
Yeah, it's something that they've had to work on over the last couple of years, because what I find with both of them, especially last year, is they generate quite a few quality scoring chances. So they get a two-on-one, maybe they get a pass, they get a shot right in the slot on the goalie, okay? The reality is we all see those chances and go, wow, that was a really good scoring chance. The reality is the odds of that goal, like when a goalie, when you're right in the slot, you get a shot from there, that the odds of that going in are 9%, give or take. So so you need 10 of those shots to score once, was what the numbers would tell you. So what I'm getting at is, if you just rely on those quote-unquote slot shots and your shot off the rush or a two-on-one to score all your goals, you're going to need to generate a ton of quality scoring. You're going to need a couple hundred in a season, and that's difficult to do. So the way and what I think great goal scorers do is they score in that shot in the slot, like Obi does from the flank, like Steve Stamkos does, like Austin Matthews does. He beats a goalie clean with a great shot. But what the great goal scorers do, and what I think where Pro and Mikey are getting to, is if they get in and around the net and score a few rebounds, tips, deflections. One goes in off of Mikey's shaft the other day just because he went to the net and he stopped there. And all of a sudden the puck hits his hand and goes in the net and he gets a goal. So now all of a sudden you get 10 to 15 goals like that. Well, now you're a 30-goal scorer.
Yeah, that's great.
And so that's the point, is getting in and around the net. You're going to score more often because that's where goals are scored and pucks get there. And next thing you know, you've got a few where you don't have to rely on just strictly beating a goalie, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, did you kind of feel like the Caps and Columbus were the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other over the weekend? Because you got to host Columbus in the second game where they played two games in less than 24 hours. They were coming off a loss to the Jets, who were red hot. Then they had to come to Cap 1. You guys just give them the business. You're up 5-0 after one period. But then in the back of your head, were you thinking, like, hold on a minute, we're going to be in this exact same situation because we have to be in Raleigh the next night to face the Hurricanes, who are going to be well-rested. Is that something that you were thinking about with the quick turnaround that Columbus had, and then you knew you had it coming too?
Yeah, but I try to downplay the back-to-backs as much as possible because I really do think the more you play it up and the more it gets in your head, the more it actually affects when – if you can just figure out a way to crank it up for – 2 hours the next day, we should be able to perform in those, even against a rested team. I'm not saying it's nothing. It is difficult circumstances, but it's not insurmountable. And that's where I think the league has gone and the players especially, they're rested and we're on a back-to-back. Oh, this is going to be impossible. Where it's not. It's a mental thing that you have to get over, and we have to do a better job as we prepare, because we got whatever it is, maybe 7 more back-to-backs against rested teams this year. Is you have to find a way to work through those games and be able to perform. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, I looked last night, who was on a tough back-to-back? LA played in Nashville, and then they I can't remember where they went, maybe Minnesota, and they showed up and they won 5-1 in Minnesota, held them to hardly anything. And like, so we just have to be careful as coaches and as a team, is saying, using it we're already done before we even show up in Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry, the Capitals, who are off to an 8-3 start, 6-1 at home. So your PR staff does a really good job of letting fans get a look, sneak peek inside the locker room after you guys win, right? You give out pucks, you say some motivating words, it looks good. I never really see that after a loss. What happens after a night like the Carolina night? What does Coach Carberry do post-game? You lose the 4-2 game. Ovi scores on a power play. What's the inside look there?
I'll give you a little. So they do an excellent job of editing, even when we win, of cutting. Because some of it is you're discussing with the group things that went on in the game and how we played and how we worked through things, good and bad. So they do a good job of just, okay, let's just focus on the positives and put those out to the world, which is good. Like, I think it's important to acknowledge individual performance in a team game and make sure that you highlight those in front of the group. And I've always believed that that's important in a team game where everything is about doing everything you possibly can to sacrifice for the team. Now, in a loss, I've always had, and this dates back to when I first started coaching, because I can tend to be run a little hot, emotional after games, especially when things don't go your way. And so I've always had a policy that unless extreme circumstances, like the odd time I'll go in just to maybe we play a good game and we lose. And it's important that the guys hear that from me, that our process was great. Didn't go our way tonight, but stay with it. Or sometimes they need a real kick in the butt of like, that's unacceptable. But for the most part, 95% of the time, I will have a cooling off period so that I can digest the game. Because what I always, and I go back to my playing days of, it always bothered me when you're fired up as a coach, or you had a coach that would come in and just because you lost would, you know, throw out some things that maybe you're going to regret the next day of like, I was a little hot there. I shouldn't have said that about Jimmy, about our team, about our game. So I've always thought, okay, digest the game, go back through the film, because it's not always what you think it was in that moment. Does that, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes the emotions get the best of you. And then when you sit back and you watch the game, you're like, wow, it actually wasn't that bad. Oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't go in there and lose my cool and say some things I would have regretted.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Coach, I remember goofing on Dylan Strome early last season. He was a weekly guest on the show last year because most of his points were from goals and not assists. So last year he started with 7 goals and just 1 assist to start the season. He's completely flipped that narrative this year. He's got 4 goals and 13 assists, just 3 off the league lead. For helpers, are you seeing some shades of Nick Backstrom there, who assisted on so many of Ovi's goals in the way Stromer has gotten out of the gates this year playing on that line?
I think it's the difference this year is O was as heated up early. And so Stromer's very, very intelligent and knows he's really in tune with game, how guys are playing, who's running hot, what's going on in the opposition. Like he's a student of the game, I would call him. Like he knows everything in the league and everything that's going on a nightly basis in shifts. I can ask him about something. He's like, yep, I remember that moment. I know exactly where, like he's one of those type of players. And so I think when he feels like, oh, pucks are going in for him and he's getting to good spots and he's, what he does is he tries to make a point of, okay, I got to get this guy the puck as much as I can in good spots without forcing it and being reckless. And so I think that's what he's done a really good job of, recognizing that O needs the puck right now because he's rolling and pucks are going in for him. So he's trying to do that as much as he can. You saw the one the other night was a great example of it, the entry and the he passes it all the way across. And this is a 5-on-5 goal, passes it right across the zone and Ovi one times it in the net 5-on-5. Like that's a good example of Stromer knows he's gets across the offensive blue line and he's looking for O and he sees him way over there where, you know, you might say, well, it's not a real high percent. No, get him the puck because pucks are going in for him right now.
Coach Carves, did it bring a slight tear to your eye when you saw, you obviously knew this happened when Ovi, I guess, had a private film study with both Stromer and Pro. And I guess they broke down the Vegas game. And yeah. Ovi brought those guys in, I guess, talked about how they could improve as a line. And since then, Their line ranks tied for third in the NHL in goals for percentage. They've outscored their opposition 10-3 with them on the ice. And they're 6.4 goals for per 60 minutes. Tops in the league.
Coach Ovi.
Look at Coach Ovi. You have to be super proud. It's like he's like your kid. He's like your protege now.
Yeah, it was you appreciate things like that. It does make you sit back and smile because his leadership and not just sitting back and trying to be proactive to help the team and help his line and help his line mates. You have so much time for that as a coach, and it makes such a difference when, yeah, we can bring them in and do film and do line meetings, but it's so much more powerful when it comes from your teammates and when the players are driving that. And that is huge to have and very fortunate for me as a coach to have leadership like that of guys that are willing to do that and trying to find any possible angle to try to help the team win or help the line perform better. And that's exactly like he just grabbed. I want you coaches, can you guys grab us our shifts, please? And I want to go through them with our line mates. And just a really good example of our captain being an exceptional leader.
All right, before we let you go, Coach, Nashville tonight at home. I know you tell us every week it's the NHL. Anybody can beat anybody, but Nashville is tied for the fewest amount of points with the Flyers with 9. They've only scored 29 goals in 12 games. So tell me about Nashville, how you're preparing for them. What are their strengths and weaknesses? Talk to me about Nashville.
Nashville, one of the most interesting stories in the NHL right now, and a team that has struggled out of the gate. But what happened in the summer is they signed some really high-end free agents on July 1st. Steve Stamkos from Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. Jonathan Marchessault from the Vegas Golden Knights, who had been there since their inception, Brady Shea from the Carolina Hurricanes. So there was a lot of expectations, hype about Nashville being potentially a Stanley Cup, real true contender, people picking them. And so they've struggled out of the gate to sort of find...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Continuity as a group, it sounds like, and from watching a little bit. So these are tricky games because they haven't performed, I think, to the level that they're capable of yet. And you need to make sure that we're not the team that gets them going, because they got a lot of high-end veteran too, like quality players that have been in the league a long time and won a lot of games and won Stanley Cups. So you need to make sure that we're on point tonight and not the team that sort of gets them rolling, and we make it really, really difficult on them to gain any momentum in their season.
Hey, Coach, don't be their get-right game.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Exactly.
Coach Carbs, we are officially on sweater watch tonight. We know the Caps are breaking out the black Skriegel jersey that Ovi clearly loves. When he wore that jersey in the 22-23 season, he only scored 11 goals in 7 games. So I might lobby to the league. Like, this is our full-time home jersey. I know Rock the Red's a big thing, but we know Ovi loves the black Skriegel.
I'm going black suit tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Coach. Always fun talking to you. Keep it going.
Okay, appreciate it. You guys have a great week.
Yep, you too.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com. Repeating ourselves, but we've had Capitals coaches on for years.
Yes, we have.
And I think we've liked them all.
We have liked them all. This
but
is
I
true.
Think they progressively have gotten better.
Love them all.
I agree.
I like
Todd.
Liked Reardon.
But Todd didn't have the personality that Carbs has.
That's
true. I think we've got a better connection with Carbs.
I like Lavi.
I thought Lavi was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
We always talked about going to Beer Can Alley.
We knew
we never were going to.
Never, ever went. But Carbs. Look,
but you know what?
Carbs.
Good dude. And the team is...
The team looks good.
Looks good.
Balling.
Looks good right now.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to get back into the Commanders. They made a massive move yesterday, trading for Marshawn Lattimore. We will hit the Skins next here on the Junkies.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.